You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Google Pixel Book is the Chromebook you've been waiting for, by David Pierce. Last time Google made the best Chromebook ever, it was the Chromebook Pixel. The boxy, beautiful $1,000 laptop wasn't designed to go everywhere with you so much as to be so outrageously impressive that it might prompt someone to ask, "Wait, that's a Chromebook?" Google made it to prove a point, not take over the market. This time, Google went a different way. For the Pixel Book, which the company announced today at an event in San Francisco, Google tried instead to build a thoroughly modern laptop, one that you'll hardly even notice in your bag. It has a 12.3-inch screen that rotates a full 360 degrees, so you can use the Pixel Book like either a laptop or a tablet. Google even made a stylus for the device called the Pixel Book Pen, though for some reason it's not included in the box. The pen costs $99, and the laptop itself starts at $999. The laptop weighs about 2 pounds, roughly the same as Apple's super-thin MacBook. It matches the overall aesthetic of the Pixel phones, including the two-part black with metal on the bottom and glass on top that Google has taken to calling the visor. Other than the software, there's nothing particularly Chromebook-y about the Pixel Book. This thing is a beast. You can get it with a Core i5 or Core i7 processor, as much as 16 gigs of RAM and up to 512 gigs of memory. It charges over USB-C, and the same cable can charge your phone. The Pixelbook's flagship feature is, of course, Google Assistant. The virtual assistant is every Google product's flagship feature. The Pixelbook marks the first time Assistant has been available on a laptop. You can invoke it by saying, "OK, Google," or by pressing the button in the keyboard's bottom row where the command key might be on a Mac that displays the Assistant logo. Another first for the Pixel Book, it's the debut of non-beta Android apps on Chromebooks. After more than a year of testing and adapting, Google's finally confident that the implementation is done. You can run any Android app on the Pixelbook, either in a window about the size of a phone or full screen on the laptop. As with any Chromebook, the Pixelbook runs Chrome OS, which means you get Google's latest security features and all the browsing goodness you're used to. Chrome OS and Android apps haven't always worked so well on larger touchscreens, but Google's clearly committed to the idea of making all your stuff work everywhere. This laptop is pretty much exactly what you'd get if you attempted to turn a Pixel into a laptop, changing as little as possible. That's sort of the point. Google's view of hardware is that you should have software, apps, and services that work everywhere, and the only decision you ever have to make is which screen size and input you want. The Pixelbook won't replace your phone, but it does a lot of the things your phone does, and that's a good start.